Luzerner Berufs- und Fachmittelschulen, Aufnahmeprüfung 2022.
Listening. Part 1. You will hear part of a local radio program in which someone is talking about a shopping center. Put a tick in the correct box for each question. You have now 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Thank you, David. To finish today's programme, I want to tell you about the Waterside Shopping Centre near Northport, which I visited last week. It has something for everyone, and I would recommend it for a day out. It's taken 3 years to build, and finally opened 3 weeks ago. 2 months later than planned. Firstly, getting there. There are organised coach trips from most towns in the area, but they leave early and come home very late, so I drove. There are 12,000 free parking spaces, so parking is no problem. You can also get there by train, but the station is 15 minutes from Waterside by bus. And the buses are really crowded, so you sometimes have a long wait. One thing to remember is that the shops don't open till 10 in the morning, except on Saturday when they open at 9. So don't get there too early on a weekday. They close at 8 o'clock every day, except Friday, when they're open until 9 p.m. The shopping centre is arranged on 3 levels. You'll find all your favourites here. In fact, if you want to buy a pair of shoes, there are 15 different shops to choose from on levels 1 and 2. When you run out of money, there are 7 different banks. But collect your money before you get to the 3rd level, as there aren't any banks up there. On that level, however, there are several restaurants, as well as a cinema with 7 screens. And don't get lost like I did. Go to the information desk on the 1st level and get a map. Before you go back to your car or the bus, and in fact it might be better to do this before you go shopping and have too much to carry, go and see the lake. Take a walk or have a go at fishing, sailing or windsurfing if you have time. Or you can rest your tired feet and watch the birds and ducks. But you are asked not to feed them. Although I had a good day, I would complain about one thing. But not the usual thing. The service in the shops was good, and I had an excellent lunch in a cafe. No, the silly thing was that everywhere was quite clean, but people were dropping their sweet papers and empty drink cans on the ground because there wasn't anywhere else to throw them. Apart from that, I would recommend it. And so that's all for today's programme. In next week.
Now listen again.
Thank you, David. To finish today's programme, I want to tell you about the Waterside Shopping Centre near Northport, which I visited last week. It has something for everyone, and I would recommend it for a day out. It's taken 3 years to build, and finally opened 3 weeks ago. 2 months later than planned. Firstly, getting there. There are organised coach trips from most towns in the area, but they leave early and come home very late, so I drove. There are 12,000 free parking spaces, so parking is no problem. You can also get there by train, but the station is 15 minutes from Waterside by bus, and the buses are really crowded, so you sometimes have a long wait. One thing to remember is that the shops don't open till 10 in the morning, except on Saturday when they open at 9. So don't get there too early on a weekday. They close at 8 o'clock every day, except Friday, when they're open until 9 p.m. The shopping centre is arranged on 3 levels. You'll find all your favourites here. In fact, if you want to buy a pair of shoes, there are 15 different shops to choose from on levels 1 and 2. When you run out of money, there are 7 different banks. But collect your money before you get to the 3rd level, as there aren't any banks up there. On that level, however, there are several restaurants, as well as a cinema with 7 screens. And don't get lost like I did. Go to the information desk on the 1st level and get a map. Before you go back to your car or the bus, and in fact it might be better to do this before you go shopping and have too much to carry, go and see the lake. Take a walk or have a go at fishing, sailing or windsurfing if you have time. Or you can rest your tired feet and watch the birds and ducks, but you are asked not to feed them. Although I had a good day, I would complain about one thing. But not the usual thing. The service in the shops was good, and I had an excellent lunch in a cafe. No, the silly thing was that everywhere was quite clean, but people were dropping their sweet papers and empty drink cans on the ground because there wasn't anywhere else to throw them. Apart from that, I would recommend it. And so that's all for today's programme.
Part 2. Now turn to Part 2 for questions 1 to 6. Look at the notes about a sports camp for children. Some information is missing. You will hear someone talking about the camp. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for Part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome to the Sunnington Sports Camp. Before you divide into groups, I'd like to give you some information about the plans for this week. During your time here, you will play at least 12 different sports. In the mornings, there is a planned programme, but we offer you a choice of afternoon activity. You need to sign a list before midday today, saying which sport you'd like to do. The list is on the wall outside the changing room. Now, clothes. You can wear your tracksuit for most sports, although you should also remember to bring shorts and a t-shirt each day as well, in case it's hot. We do both outdoor sports and indoor activities, so please make sure you have 2 pairs of sports shoes with you too. Lunch is served in the canteen at half-hour intervals between 12:15 and 1:45. Your group leader will tell you what time to start queuing outside the canteen. We also have a snack bar where you can buy drinks, chocolate and biscuits, but a word of warning: don't eat too much at a time, or you won't be able to run as fast. At the end of the course, you will get a certificate at one of 6 levels. We give you marks each day for a number of things. First, we look at your attitude. This includes things like effort, working as part of a team and so on. Then we give you marks for your performance, your strength and speed, as well as your actual skill in each sport. All these marks go towards your final score, which is out of 200. The Level 6 certificate goes to anyone who gets 180 marks or more. Now, any questions?
Now listen again.
Welcome to the Sunnington Sports Camp. Before you divide into groups, I'd like to give you some information about the plans for this week. During your time here, you will play at least 12 different sports. In the mornings, there is a planned program, but we offer you a choice of afternoon activity. You need to sign a list before midday today, saying which sport you'd like to do. The list is on the wall outside the changing room. Now, clothes. You can wear your tracksuit for most sports, although you should also remember to bring shorts and a t-shirt each day as well, in case it's hot. We do both outdoor sports and indoor activities, so please make sure you have two pairs of sports shoes with you too. Lunch is served in the canteen at half-hour intervals between 12:15 and 1:45. Your group leader will tell you what time to start queuing outside the canteen. We also have a snack bar where you can buy drinks, chocolate and biscuits. But a word of warning, don't eat too much at a time or you won't be able to run as fast. At the end of the course, you will get a certificate at one of six levels. We give you marks each day for a number of things. First, we look at your attitude. This includes things like effort, working as part of a team and so on. Then we give you marks for your performance, your strength and speed, as well as your actual skill in each sport. All these marks go towards your final score, which is out of 200. The Level 6 certificate goes to anyone who gets 180 marks or more. Now, any questions?
That is the end of part 2.